ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
So this morning we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 4, Hiranyakashipu terrorized the universe, and text 40.
Nadati kvachid utkantho vilajjo nrityati kvachid क्वचित् तद् भावनायुक्तः तन्मयो नुचकारः नदति क्वचिद् उत्कण्ठो विलज्जो नृत्यति क्वचित् क्वचित् तद् भावनायुक्तः तन्मयो नुचकारः। नदति क्वचिदुत्कण्ठो विलज्जो नृत्यति क्वचित् क्वचित् तद्भावनायुक्तः तन्मयो नुचकारः नदति क्वचिदुत्कण्ठो विलज्जो नृत्यति क्वचित् क्वचित् तद्भावनायुक्त तन्मयो नुचकारः नदति क्वचिदुत्कण्ठो विलज्जो नृत्यति क्वचित् क्वचित् तद्भावनायुक्त
Mataji?
Vilajjo nrityati kvachit kvachit tad bhavana yuktas tanmayo anuchakarah नदति क्वचिद् उत्कण्ठो विलज्जो नृत्यति क्वचित् क्वचित् तद्भावनायुक्तः तन्मयो नुचकारः
नदति एक्स्क्लेम्स् लाउडलि अड्रेसिङ्ग् द लॉर्ड O Krishna, kvachit, sometimes, utkantaha, being anxious, vilajjaha, without shame, nadati, nrityati, he dances, kvachit, sometimes, kvachit, sometimes, tad bhavana, with thoughts of Krishna. Yuktaha, being observed. Tanmayaha, thinking as if he had become Krishna. Anuchakara, imitated. Ha, indeed. Now the translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Sri Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki. Sometimes upon seeing the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Prahlad Maharaj would loudly call in full anxiety. He sometimes lost his shyness in jubilation and began dancing in ecstasy, and sometimes being fully absorbed in thoughts of Krishna, he felt oneness and imitated the pastimes of the Lord. Please repeat. Sometimes, upon seeing the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Prahlad Maharaj would loudly call in full anxiety. He sometimes lost his shyness in jubilation and began dancing in ecstasy. And sometimes, being fully absorbed in thoughts of Krishna, he felt oneness and imitated the pastimes of the Lord. The purport. Prahlad Maharaj sometimes felt that the Lord was far away from him and therefore called him loudly. When he saw that the Lord was before him, he was fully jubilant. Sometimes thinking himself one with the Supreme, he imitated the Lord's pastimes. And in separation from the Lord, he would sometimes show symptoms of madness. These feelings of a devotee would not be appreciated by impersonalists. One must go further and further into spiritual understanding. The first realization is impersonal Brahma. But one must go still further to realize Paramatma and eventually the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is worshipped by the transcendental feelings of a devotee in a relationship of Santa, Dasya, Sakya, Vatsalya or Madhurya. Here the feelings of Prahlad Maharaj were in the mellow of Vatsalya, filial love of affection. As a child cries when left by his mother, when Prahlad Maharaj felt that the Lord was away from him, he began to cry, Nadati. Again, a devotee like Prahlad sometimes sees that the Lord is coming from a long distance to pacify him, like a mother responding to a child saying, my dear child, do not cry, I am coming. Then the devotee, without being ashamed due to his surrounding and circumstances, began to dance, thinking, here is my Lord is coming. Thus the devotee in full ecstasy sometimes imitates the pastimes of the Lord, just as the cowherd boys used to imitate the behavior of the jungle animals. However, he does not actually become the Lord. Prahlad Maharaj achieved the spiritual ecstasies described herein by his advancement in spiritual understanding. So this we are hearing from Narada Muni. Narada Muni is glorifying his own disciple. When his disciple makes more progress than the spiritual master, spiritual master always wants that the disciple should grow, make more progress, the spiritual master is happy. So this is the case. Narada Muni sees his disciple has so much advanced. So he goes to different assemblies and glorifies Prahlad Maharaj. In case of Dhruva Maharaj also, when Narada Muni is the one who instructed Dhruva, and Dhruva Maharaj got perfection within short times. And later on, the glories of Dhruva Maharaj, Narada Muni recited to the descendants of Dhruva Maharaj later on, in the assembly of Prachetas, it is mentioned in Bhagavatam. Narada Muni went to Prachetas and then he described the glories of Dhruva Maharaj, because he made such a rapid progress in such a young age. Few verses later, earlier, it was described that Prahlad Maharaj has got unlimited good qualities in him. Unlimited. Gunai etai asankhyatai. Unlimited. There are few of them described here. But then Narad Muni concludes saying that like this, there are unlimited qualities Prahlad have possessed. So here we can see the perfection of bhakti. The statement, yasya asti bhakti, and then sarve gunai tatra samasate suraha. So one have unflinching devotional service to the Lord, even the demigods with their all good qualities come and remain in his body. So all the good qualities are being manifested in the life of the body. So how, that was a question, how that happens? Of course the heading of this chapter is Hiranyakashipu terrorized the universe, right? But now we are discussing the glories of pastimes of Prahlad Maharaj. He's going to come very soon. This is the giving you a background. The Prahlad Maharaj was such a wonderful, earlier it is stated that Hiranyakashipu had four wonderful sons. And among those, Prahlad Maharaj was the topmost. He was the youngest, but he was topmost. So therefore the qualities are described here. So such a wonderful personality who has achieved the perfection of bhakti, bhava bhakti. Such devotees, we can find in our bhakti line, there are many such devotees. In the list of devotees, such as Prahlad, Narada, Parasar, Pundarik, Vyas, Ambarish, Shukra, Shaunaka, Bhishma, these are all listed in one shloka. It's summarized, but there are many more devotees. But among them, Prahlad is the topmost. When Srila Prabhupada was lecturing, once he said, Prahlad is the best. So another time Prabhupada was lecturing and he said, Yudhishthir was the best. And again another time Srila Prabhupada was lecturing and he mentioned that gopis are the best. And somebody questioned Prabhupada, sometimes you say Prahlad is the best and sometimes you say Yudhishthir is the best. And now you say gopis are the best. Who is the best? And Srila Prabhupada says, Prahlad is the best. But what about Yudhishthir? He is best of the best. And what about gopis? They are best of the best of the best. So, the earlier one in one of the sloka, Narada Muni describes, Pratimanam Prakurvanti, Prahlad Maharaj's the life, the pastimes were so great that even in the assembly of demigods, but he was born in Asura family, so he is known as Asura, Asura Shrestha, the best of the Asuras. But because he was a devotee, so even in the assembly of demigods, they discuss about Prahlad. What a devotee, What a devotee. If somebody is a devotee, should be like Prahlad. And Narada Muni says, Kimut Anni Bhavadrisha. You are also great. Narada Muni says, you are also great. You are not less. Of course, there are two names equally matching here. Prahlad Maharaj is known as Ajata Shatru. Right? And the same name also befitting to Yudhishthir. So those two are matching. Yudhishthir also Ajata Shatru. He was such a wonderful personality. But there was no enemy for him. Even though he was troubled by enemy the whole life, But for him, there was no enemy. And similarly, Prahlad Maharaj, he was tormented, right, by his own father. But he didn't take it. And when father died, that he what he asked from the Lord, he says, he is so offender, you know, he offended you. So please don't send him to hell. You know. The Lord says, your 21 generation has been already liberated. Don't worry about it. So this is the result of his devotion. So where did devotion come from? Did he attend any Bhakti Shastri or any seminar, Harinam retreat? We don't hear so. There was no any seminar that Prahlad was attending. Vasudeve Bhagavati yasya naisargiki mati rati. Naisargiki. From birth, he was so much attached to Lord Vishnu, Lord Krishna. Naisargiki, nisarga means nature. I mean, naturally he was attached to Lord Vishnu. So nobody had to teach him. Of course, he was sent to Gurukul. You know that there was a Hiranyakashipu University, right? Nowadays, somebody become prime minister or Rashtrapati, you know, the president. After he dies, there's another university opened in his name. So Hiranyakashipu, in his lifetime, he was having a university, Hiranyakashipu University, you know, Asuraved Vedanga Vidyalaya. So his university, Prahlad was sent to the university to teach the best, the guru, Sanda and Amarka, the sons of Shukracharya. But what he learned? He learned everything, but he was not, you know, disclosing it. But because he was Krishna Graha Grihit Atma. Yeah? In our case, right, that is in my case, I see that I have to try to place Krishna in my heart, try to think of him so much. Somehow let me have Krishna in my hand so I can focus on him. And in Prahlada's case, it was not like that. His mind was taken by Krishna. Krishna graha grihita atma. Krishna has taken his mind. Atma means mind here. Atma means mind. That he didn't have to capture Krishna in his hand, in his heart. The Krishna himself has taken Prahlada's mind for himself. So that's why Krishna graha grihita atma. Another meaning is, you know, sometimes there's an eclipse, right? The eclipse, how that eclipse happened? That another planet is coming to devour the one other planet, sun or moon, right? So similarly, Krishna is the one planet who is going to devour, he has overtaken the mind of Prahlad. So Navira Jagaditesham. Therefore, Prahlad Maharaj didn't know how things are going on in this world. He only knew about Krishna. He only knew, so much so he knew only about Krishna. Nothing else. How he was eating, how he was sleeping, how things are happening, all that, nothing he knew. He didn't notice. He only knew there is a Krishna. So here we come to this verse. Nadati kvachit utkantho vilajjo nrityati kvachit. So in that maturity of his devotion to Krishna, well, we never read that he was chanting Hare Krishna in bead for 16 rounds or 64 rounds, even now. But his devotion was remembering Krishna, right? Remembering, he was always remembering Krishna in his hand. Tanmanas tachakaraha. He said in the earlier shloka, tanmana. And Bhagavad Gita Krishna says, manmana bhava. You become, you think of me. You become my devotee. You think of me. So here Prahlad was already, his mind was already with Krishna. So even if he didn't want to think, if there was Krishna always, manifesting for him. Also there was one sloka, Govinda Parirambita. Govinda was always there embracing. Prahlad could feel that Govinda. Just like a mother is keeping the child on her lap and feeding, taking so much care. So Prahlad was feeling the Lord is there always for me. He is sitting in the lap of the Lord, that therefore he was embraced by the Lord. So therefore he didn't feel the world and the tormentation of the material world. So Nadati, the similar sloka is found in 11th canto. And Maharaj Nimi inquired from nine Yogendras, Nava Yogendra. Who are Nava Yogendra? Kavi, Hari, Antariksha, Prabuddha, Pippalayana, Avirotra, Drumila, Chamasha, Karavajana, and so on. There are nine Yogendras. So nine Yogendras, they are the masters of the devotional science. So when they arrived in Nimi Maharaj's place, he inquired, and each of them have given their answer to different question of Nimi Maharaj. The first question was, what is Bhagavad Dharma? And 11th canto, chapter 1, described by Bhagavad Dharma is described by Kavi Maharaj, one of the first of the Navayogendras. And second chapter, he asked Havi, second Yogendra, who is Bhagavat Uttama? Who is the best Bhagavata? So describing the best Bhagavata, the symptoms of best Bhagavata, the topmost devotee of the Lord, there are many symptoms are given. I'm quoting one here because it's matching to this sloka. He says, of course, first of all, he's about to chant the holy name of Krishna. So, evam vratasva priyanama kirtya jatanuragu drudchitta uccehi hasatyatho roditi rauti gaya tinmadava nrityati loka bahya. So when he chants the holy name regularly with bhav, and gradually when the love of God awakens in his heart, so what is his situation? Hasati, sometimes he laughs, sometimes he cries, sometimes he screams, sometimes he sings. Unmadavat, like a crazy person. Sometimes he just simply speaks something. The same thing we can see in Radharani's case when Krishna had left Vrindavan. And in separation, Radharani behaves like that. In Brahma Gita you can see what kind of things Radharani is speaking. Sometimes she is speaking totally opposite about Krishna. She is rebuking him. And finally she comes to the consciousness, proper consciousness. And then, oh my God, what I have been speaking. We can also see that in the life of Lord Chaitanya. So, in that situation, when the love of God awakens in the heart, let me read a translation here. By chanting the holy name of the Supreme Lord, one comes to the stage of love of God. Then the devotee is fixed in his vow as an eternal servant of the Lord. And he gradually becomes very much attached to the particular name and form of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. As his heart melts with ecstatic love, he laughs very loudly, or cries, or shouts. Sometimes he sings and dances like a madman, and he is indifferent to the public opinion. What people will say about me, what they think about me, he doesn't care. He is totally lokavahya, is out of, you know, local customs. So Sridhar Swami gives comment in this verse. He says, the pure love of God is being described here in this verse. The perfectional stage of life in which one's devotional service is service to the Supreme Lord is enriched by ecstatic love. At that time, one's spiritual duties are entirely beyond the scope of worldly affairs. Beyond the scope of worldly affairs. And Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur explains why the devotee who is in such a highest stage of devotion expresses these emotions, sometimes laughing, sometimes crying. So he explains that, say, for example, Prahlad Maharaj. Prahlad Maharaj, being observed in the pastimes of Krishna, he is thinking of particular pastimes. I was listening to Radha Govinda Maharaj. He brought out this. Also, and Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur mentioned that here. That Prahlad Maharaj, as a gopa, he is playing with Krishna. And Krishna has gone to steal a butter in someone's house. So while doing all this, suddenly the house owner, master of the house, arrives. And then when they got to know something is going on, they try to catch all the thieves, butter thieves. So Krishna goes behind a pillar and hides. And Prahlad is seeing him, you know. And so Krishna says, don't tell that I am here. So, and he's inside the house, and he's busy hiding behind a pillar. How he can expect that he will not be caught? But seeing this, Prahlad Maharaj laughs. Because, you know, such pastimes are many, you know, this is one of them is described here. He laughs. And then, as Prabhupada writes in a purport, utkantha, right? Nadati kvachit utkantha means, he sees the Lord is coming from far away, and he raises his head, and then he calls out, Lord, my Lord, where are you? As we see, Sat Goswami also used to call out the Lord, He Radhe, Braj Devi ke chalalite, He Nanda Shuno Kuta, Sri Govardhana Kalpapada Patale, Kalindi Vanye Kuta. Where are you? How far you are? I don't see you. Hey Radhe, Braj Devi ke. Similarly, Prahlad Maharaj calls out the Lord, My dear Lord, without you I cannot live. So one Lord appears in front of him, he is happy. And then he starts singing. And because of you know, he is being overly jubilant, then he starts dancing. Nrityati. Vilajjo nrityati kvachit. When he is dancing, he doesn't care who is watching me, who will think of anything, you know, look over here. Vilajjo, without any shame, without any shyness, he will just stand up and start dancing. So, later in the 11th canto, chapter 14, Lord Krishna is describing these symptoms again to Uddhava. There he mentions, Vak gadgada dravate yasa chittam. And the excessive, when the devotee has excessive love of God, love of Krishna, then he cannot speak properly. He had he is choked up, and his heart is melted. And therefore sometimes he cries, Rudati Avikshanam, again and again he cries in the separation of the Lord. Vilajya Udgayati Nritya Teja. Without any hesitation, he will sing and he will dance. This is the symptom of Mahabhagavata. And there are many symptoms. This is one that is fitting to this sloka. So in the last line, Lord Krishna says, Madhbhakti Yukto Bhuvanam Punati. Such a devotee, because he has unflinching devotion of mind, so wherever he goes, he purifies the world. Bhuvanam Punati. So that exactly we can talk about Srila Prabhupada. He has such a devotion, such a deep devotion to Krishna, unflinching devotion, that wherever Prabhupada went, he purified not only the planet, he purified people, mlechas, yavanas, whoever they are, everybody became purified, and everybody chanted Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And many of those, as we would normally consider mlechas, many of those have obtained perfection in devotional life. And many of them already have gone back to Godhead. Srila Prabhupada ki? Yeah. So that's the potency of devotional, the pure devotional service. So here we can also hear something from Lord Chaitanya's pastimes. When Lord Chaitanya, it is described in Madhya Leela chapter 3, Lord Chaitanya came to Shantipur in Advaita Acharya's house. Advaita Acharya fed the lunch, he fed the Lord. When the people of Shantipur heard that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was staying there, they all immediately came to see his lotus feet. Being very pleased, all the people loudly began to shout the holy name of the Lord. Hari, Hari! Indeed, they became struck with wonder upon seeing the beauty of the Lord. They saw Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu very fair complexion. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's very fair complexion, body, and its bright luster, which conquered the brilliance of the sun. Over and above, this was the beauty of the saffron garments that glittered upon his body. People came and went with great pleasure. There was no calculating how many people assembled there before the day was over. As soon as it was evening, Advaita Acharya began the congregational chanting. He even began to dance himself, and the Lord saw the performance. Nityananda Goshai Bhule Acharya Dhariya Haridasa Pache Dhare Nache Haridasa Laya. When Advaita Acharya began to dance, Nityananda Prabhu began dancing behind him. Haridas Thakur, being very pleased, also began dancing behind him. Advaita Acharya said, "My dear friend, what shall I say? Today I have received the highest transcendental pleasure. After many, many days, Lord Krishna is in my house." Advaita Acharya led the Sankirtan party, and with great pleasure he sang this verse. There was a manifestation of ecstatic perspiration, shivering, raised hairs, tears in the eyes, and sometimes thundering and bellowing. Phiri phiri. Who is that? फिरी फिरी कभू प्रभुर धर न चरण, चरण धरिया प्रभुर बले न वचन। While dancing Advaita Acharya would sometimes turn around and cast the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Advaita Acharya would then speak to him as follows. Anek din tumi more bedai liva diya, ghare te paya chiye vi rakhi baba diya. Sri Advaita Acharya would say, many days you escaped me by bluffing. Now I have you in my home and I will keep you bound up. So speaking, Advaita Acharya performed congregational chanting with great pleasure for 3 hours that night and danced all the time. When Advaita Acharya danced in that way, Lord Chaitanya felt ecstatic love for Krishna, and because of his separation, the waves and flames of love increased. Being agitated by the ecstasy, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu suddenly fell to the ground. Seeing this, Advaita Acharya stopped dancing. When Mukunda saw the ecstasy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he understood the feelings of Lord and began to sing many stanzas, augmenting the force of the Lord's ecstasy. Advaita Acharya raised the body of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to help him dance, but the Lord, after hearing the stanzas sung by Mukunda, could not be held due to his bodily symptoms. Tears fell from his eyes and his whole body trembled. His bodily hair stood on end. He perspired heavily and his words faltered. Sometimes he stood and sometimes he fell and sometimes he cried. Ha ha prana priya sakhi kina haila more kano prema vise mor tanu man jare. Mukunda saying, my dear intimate friend, what has not happened to me? Due to the effect of the poison of love for Krishna, my body and mind have been severely afflicted. My feeling is like this. My mind burns day and night, and I can get no rest. If there were some place I could go to meet Krishna, I would immediately fly there. This stanza was sung by Mukunda in a very sweet voice, but as soon as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard this stanza, his mind went to pieces. The transcendental aesthetic symptoms of disappointment, morosness, pleasure, restlessness, pride and humility all began to fight like soldiers within the Lord. And so on. I will not take your too much time. I will end here by reading a short statement from Prabhupada. So Prabhupada said, always think of Lord Hari, whose joyful lotus face bears a gentle smile. Srila Prabhupada ki. Yeah. Any questions, comments? Yes. Gita Nagari Prabhu.
So yesterday the devotee who gave class mentioned that in the Brihad Bhagavatamrita, Prahlad Maharaj is glorified or mentioned as a devotee who is the perfection or the perfection of Shantaras. That's what it says in the Bhagavatamrita. And here there's mention that he seems to be the object of Vatsalya Ras. So I'm a little confused. Could you help me here? Is he in Shantaras or is he in Vatsalya Ras?
Yeah, it's basically, as Prabhupada has described, it's a Shantaras. how he says here, in a relationship of, what's that? The first realization is impersonal Brahma, but one must go still further to realize Paramatma and eventually the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is worshipped by the transcendental feelings of a devotee in a relationship of Shanta, Tasya, Shakya, Vatsalya and Madhurya. So my experience is that Prahlad Maharaj was in Shanta Rasa. I can say more than that. Yes, Lalita.
He was in Shanta Rasa.
Shanta.
Okay.
Hare Krishna. I had a question, but first I remember reading in Gaura Govinda Maharaj's book, it's called Embarkment of Separation, that Prahlad Maharaj was in Vatsalya Rasa. Like Lord Nrisingadev, he appeared as Nrisingadev to taste the rasa of Vatsalya, that he put Prahlad Maharaj on his lap and he started licking him. And
a little louder, please.
I heard that in Gaura Govinda Maharaj's book, Embarkment of Separation, that Lord Nrisingadev wanted to taste the Vatsalya rasa, and that's why he came as Lord Nrisingadev and Prahlad Maharaj, so they were having that Vatsalya rasa.
Okay.
And also, I had, it wasn't like a question, but when we were discussing the ecstatic symptoms that pure devotees experience, I heard one of my friends from Vrindavan, Jadurani Mataji, she was saying that simple living, high thinking. But high thinking doesn't mean having like an inability for an adequate dealing with matter. Yeah, so, and... like we say, the devotees, they don't care what the society thinks, they don't care about, they care about their emotions, like they think about the Lord only, and but at the same time, they don't care what other people think about them personally, but they do care what other people and society thinks of their spiritual master and the society that they represent. So, like, this is just some thoughts that came to my mind.
Well, this,
properly understand
that. Well, this is the symptom of Bhagavata Uttama. Okay, the Uttama Adhikari, she is, everyone is already a devotee, so there is no need to preach, right? So therefore, you know, he is careless. So even one is the Uttama Adhikari, when there is a mission of preaching movement, then he acts as if he was a Madhyam Adhikari. Therefore, he has to care what is surrounding, right? But Uttama Adhikari doesn't care. Yes. Yes.
Hare Krishna Prabhu. My question is, how did Prahlad Maharaj reach that level that the Lord Himself overtook his mind completely?
Say that again.
How did Prahlad Maharaj reach that level that the Lord Himself overtook his mind? What did he do that the Lord overtook his mind completely?
Oh, well, that was his complete absorption in Krishna. That Krishna has taken, because Krishna has taken charge of him, so he doesn't go through any trouble. And especially when a little child becomes so much attached to Krishna, Krishna likes it much more. I guess we are also child in front of Krishna, we are also little children. When Dhruva Maharaj performed austerity in the forest, right, for so many days, not eating all, yeah. So when he had obtained, you know, when he reached that level of perfection, what happened? Bhagavatam says that Krishna went to see his devotee. Madhur vanam bhartri didrikshayajita. Krishna has desire to see this little boy, how, you know, severe austerity he is doing. And in such a small age, he has given everything. He has totally surrendered to Krishna. That Krishna likes. Krishna wants to take care of such souls. And if we do, that also, you know, Krishna will take care. But, you know, as we grow, a tendency that we may talk, but we may not place our faith in. That's the difficulty. If we really place our faith in Krishna, Krishna will take care. But we think, oh no, Krishna is not able to take care. I have to do something about myself, you know. So that we fail. But because little child, he doesn't know that, you know, I have to do something else. You know, he has given fully to Krishna, so Krishna has taken charge of him. Krishna likes little children, you know. Krishna likes little children, if, you know, especially when they chant the holy name. Krishna is very merciful. So therefore, Prabhupada encouraged all the grihasthas that from their childhood, the children should learn. Of course, Prahlad Maharaj also said, Kaumara Acharit Pragya Dharman Bhagavatanya. This Bhagavat Dharma should be practiced from the beginning of the childhood. So when we practice, when children practice in childhood, Krishna becomes so pleased. And in their life, Krishna will be always there. But of course, if they are forced to do without proper intention, maybe, so then the result will not come proper, you know, right. But when children automatically, naturally become inclined to Krishna's service, Krishna's, you know, the holy name, and that is very much pleasing to the Lord. And so that will come from sanskara. If the parents are devotees, I mean, Prahlad Maharaj's case, the parents were not devotees. Of course, mother was a devotee, but father was not. But we can go further. Grandfather was a devotee, right? So the blood of grandfather is coming. So there is a hope, you know. If our children don't become devotees, maybe our grandchildren become devotees. So the sanskar, we have to maintain the sanskar, the devotional sanskar, the mood, the atmosphere. So therefore, living in Mayapur is easy. Living in India, it's easy, you know, to perform devotional service and maintain that environment. In the West, well, you practice, and then, you know, you come to Mangalarti, have a dhoti on, everything, and as soon as your program finishes, and you change and go, you know, all day with non-devotees, dealing with non-devotees. There's a big struggle to maintain the devotional life. So, and devotees who have done with material life then immediately come back to India and settle down and then practice a peaceful life. Now is time to reach Krishna. Atato Brahma Jigyasa. Let's become a little more serious. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki, Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Hidaya Gaur Pramanandai.